Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Murray. Batting third. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Derek Bryant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister bunts towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive towards first. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field. DeLone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DeLone. Squires scores. Pryor scores. Washington moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Naorodny for a passed ball. Essien moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLone strikes out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Naiarodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Derek Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essien is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Langford. Bannister moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Naiarodny strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bannister moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Page strikes out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr bunts towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Washington moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1. White Sox. Steve McCaddy now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bob Lacey now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 3 in the game. Naorodny hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Proley now pitching. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 3 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Squires is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.